Hi there again, this is Gordon West, WB6NOA, and this is your second tape in preparation for your novice voice class license. You're halfway through the course and congratulations. We'll take out a pencil and paper and let's get ready to copy some new letters and some new numbers in preparation for your novice voice class examination right around the corner. Let's first start with the letter G. Da, da, dit. The G. Try writing these down. Come on now, take out that pencil. Let's write them down. It's no good unless you write. That's it. The letter G. G. And let's try some random with the letter G in it. Okay, here we go. Random code for about 2 minutes, and then we'll read it back. Write everything down that you can. Okay, let's check our work. You should have copied G-I-G-A-S-G-I period E-G-E-G-C-P-M-O-G-M-T-K-G-N-N-G-R-A-B for grab G-5-T-D-G-0-S-G-U-O-G period and the procedural S-K meaning end of work. Now try these words beginning with the letter G. Okay, you should have copied going, garage, guest, and grape, period. And between the characters, we were leaving 3 spaces. But between the words, we were leaving up to 7 spaces. Don't worry if you ran the words together. That's not a problem on your novice exam. Now let's try an actual sentence that very well could be on your novice exam. And you'll see that the letter G, certainly in this sentence, is the easy one when you look at some of the other easier letters yet. Get ready, here we go. All right, you should have copied, get a good ground on an antenna base. Now, see how easy it is? Okay, let's start off with another letter, and this letter is the letter W. Da-da-da, the letter W. When I send it, try writing it down, the letter W. The W. Not used a lot in novice exams, but nonetheless, we should learn the letter W. And what was that? That was an S. And what is that? That's an E. And that's a T. And an R. And a D. And there again is the W. The W. All right, let's try this random, but instead of saying the letters, let's write them down. Here we go. Random code beginning with a letter W. Okay, now I want you to try this experiment. Turn off the tape cassette recorder and take a break for about 3 hours and then come back and repeat this same exercise. And then I want you to grade it twice. Grade this one as well as grade the first time you've copied this exercise and tell me which way was best. And probably you'll find that the second way is best, indicating that a little rest between practices will really help out. Now let's take a look and see what you should have copied on both of your papers. WE0 WS GKW T5 PPR WK PCGW UGBG DWGCW WMB WOP WAK WNWI O and W. And now that you're all fresh, I'm going to send you a sentence and then you get to tell me what you copied. Here we go. Okay, what'd you get? You should have copied, "We want you to do great in CW." Now, to round out lesson 3, let's learn the letter F. Did-a-da-dit. I know, F is a tough one, but it's a good one to know. And you'll have no problem at all recognizing it with just a little practice. And let's try now a random run with the letter F. Here we go. Okay, now this time I want you to take another break and then replay this exercise over again and then judge your original exercise with this and see which way you did best. Here's what you should have copied. F-A-K-U-F-D-P-M-F-E-5-F period B-F-N-I, boy, these are tough, K-T-O-M-R-A-N-T-F-0, question mark, that's what that was, E-F-S-W-F-I-S-P-R-U-F-G-C-O-E-F-D-T-E-F-M-A-N-F-B-F, and a period. Okay, I know it was really tough because I was using all of the hard letters. Now let's try some plain language and see how much easier the letter F is. Here we go, in plain language. Write this down. And now I'm going to give you a comma between each word. Okay, next word. And another comma. Comma. And another comma. And what's coming next? That's right. Okay, how'd you do with all those commas? You should have copied fact, comma, fun, comma, fan, comma, fair, comma, Fido, comma, first, comma, fin, comma, fantastic, comma, finger, comma, food, and a period. You need to know the comma and the period and some of these procedural signs for your examination. Although they won't really count maybe as credit for the exam, nonetheless, they'll be on the exam. On the novice exam, as you'll find out on the second side of this cassette, you'll be asked several questions about the copy that you have written down, and that's where the important material is found. Okay, let's try some copy that you might write down on a novice exam. Try this sentence. Next letter is an H. Okay, double check your copy. If you need to, play this particular sentence over a couple of times until you finally have arrived at radio is fantastic fun for those, and that's where that H came in, passing a 5WPM, that stands for words per minute, test, and a period. And just because we threw in the letter H, let's do the H before we go on to lesson number 4, our final lesson for letters and numbers. Here is the H. The letter H. H. Try writing these down. Come on, write them down. The letter H. Now, it's not an S, nor is it a 5. It's an H. The letter H. Okay, try this random exercise. Play this random exercise right now. Write it down. And then take a break. Come back in 2 hours. Try the random exercise again. And then let's see which way you do best. Here we go with a random exercise for the first time. Hey, you should be writing this down. That's the letter F. What was that? Oh, that's P. Yeah, write down P. Don't let your mind wander. Concentrate. You can do it. Okay, now take a break and then come back and repeat this exercise. Okay, are you all rested up? Here's what you should have copied for the second time. HTD0HMGHUHW. I couldn't read my own writing. FAFCHSP. You can't either. HOBHRRF, comma. Oh, that's what that was, comma. FNHESH0HK. And how about these words beginning with a letter H? Wait, what was that letter? Wait a minute, Gordo. What was this? Oh, you should have known that. That's the letter L. Well, we haven't learned it yet, but there you go. Next word. Okay, you get the idea. You should have copied hotel with a new L, here, heat, hat, and finally hot. Okay, now before we go on to lesson number 4, let's learn the BT, which is a break or a pause. When you can't think of something to send, and you're on the novice CW bands, this means, wait a minute, I'm thinking, or I want to break into the conversation. You'll sometimes find this in between signal strength readings on an examination, but we'll get to that on the second side of this tape. Okay, let's go on to lesson number 4. Yikes! Look at these letters. Q, L, Y, J, X, V, Z, and a whole bunch of numbers. This is it. I'm bailing. I'm going to go away. I don't want to become a ham. Wait a minute. Wait just a second. Hang in there. These letters are not used very often on your examination nor in the English language. They're the least used letters. And believe it or not, you can put together a sentence quite well even if you don't have a firm grasp of all of these letters. So give it a try. Become familiar with them, but concentrate on those common ones like E, T, M, A, N, I, S, O, R, U, D, and so on. You'll get through, so hang in there. Don't bail out. Okay, here we go with the letter Q. The letter Q. And what's the Q always followed by? Well, most of the time it's followed by a U. So when you hear the Q, if it's a sentence coming up, expect the U. Okay, let's try a random run with the letter Q. Here we go. And that was a C. Okay, I think you get the idea. You should have copied Q-U-R-E-Q-U-C-5-E-P-Q-U-T-C-A-O-D-Q-U-I-O-Q and U. Let's try some words, beginning with the letter Q. Okay, you should have copied quad, quest, quiet, and quack. Now try these international Q signals. Be careful, there will not be a U following them. Here we go. Uh-oh, what was that letter? That's right, the letter L. Next one. And here's what you should have copied. QST, which means calling all radio amateurs. QRM means I'm being interfered with by a close station operating nearby. QTH means my location is, or what is your location. QSL, that means please send me one of those neat cards with your call letters on it. QRN generally means power line or static interference. And finally, QRT means stop transmitting, or I am ready to stop transmitting. But I'm not. We still have a few more minutes on this side of the cassette on lesson 4, and our next letter is the letter L. The letter L. Now take a break before we try these words with the letter L. Take a break and then come on back. Okay, double check your copy and then play this over a couple of times until you can actually read what it says. You should have long-lasting letters let you, just the letter U, practice the CW and a period. Now, we had to use the letter U because you don't know the Y. You want to learn the Y? Okay, before we turn this cassette over, let's learn the letter Y. The Y. Not quite a C. The C has a did at the end. That's the C. Here's the Y. the letter Y. Now let's try some words, some ham radio words beginning with the letter Y or containing the letter Y. Okay, first you should have copied Yagi, and then Yaesu, a type of radio, crystal, yard, frequency, and guy wire. Let's try a 3-minute random run of just the hard letters. Now, I know this will be a backbreaker, but give it a try. Play it over several times until you get them down fairly well. Here we go. I know it's hard. I'm having to send it. It is hard. Don't look at your paper that you have all those dots and dashes written down on. Just keep copying. Don't use any outside references other than your brain. Now don't get discouraged. Play this over several times. It's made up of the very hardest letters, I know. Here's what you should have copied. B, Q, Y, Q, L, F, L, W, U, G, Y, K, Y, P, Q, W, Y, L, F, Q, L, Y, Q, P, G, K, P, and finally, the period. Now, just before you throw your pencil down and walk away from this saying you'll never pick up the cassette again, wait a minute. On the second side of this cassette, you'll find that the plain language sentences are a lot easier than trying to copy this random stuff. So don't give up. Or if anything, go to the other side of the cassette and see how well you're doing. Let's now quickly review the common punctuation marks that will be on every exam. First, let's do the period. The period. And the comma. The comma. And the pause. Da di 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 da, the pause. The SK, which means end of work. SK. And end of message was AR. Di da di da dit. And finally, the slant bar, which sometimes you have after call letters indicating that the station is operating in a different location, sounds like this, the slant bar. Da-di-di-da-dit, the slant bar. And again, the slant bar. This is the slant bar. Remember, punctuation marks and procedurals count as two letters on your 26 letters in a row novice class examination, which is one way that the examiners can grade your exam. 26 letters in a row. The slant bar. That was the pause. That's the comma. Period. Slant bar. And that was the pause. And finally, end of message. And for us on this side of the cassette, end of work. Now, on the next side of the cassette, we're going to finish up with the last couple of letters. We're going to quickly go through the numbers that are easy to memorize because they are numerically correct as to dits and dahs. And then we're going to give you a big, long random run that you can practice over and over again without worrying about memorizing it. And then we are going to give you some practice examples of what your novice class voice examination will be like. So if you're ready, we're ready. Please turn the cassette over. This is it. You are on the last side of your second cassette in preparation for your novice voice class license. Make sure you have that first cassette absolutely down pat before you go on to this cassette, and make sure that the first side of this cassette is fairly well down before we start with the second side. And let's go on by learning the letter J. The letter J. And you should be writing these down, the letter J. And let's try some words beginning with the letter J or containing the letter J. Come on, write them down. Here we go, some words with J. And if you forget what a letter is, don't go back and try and figure it out as we're sending. Wait till it's over. Then you'll have plenty of time to go on back. Here we go, continuing with the letter J. Now let's check our work. Joy, Jest, Jack, Jerry, Adjust, Jimmy, and Jones. And let's take a look at Jimmy. Let's say you missed on the examination the letter J, and you couldn't figure out what Y is. But the fact that you have an IMM, which are easy letters, looking at your multiple choice possible answers, you could easily pick out the name of the operator that was mentioned on the exam. And don't worry, you are going to pass the exam. I mean, hey, kids 9 and 10 years old are passing. There's no reason why you can't pass. Remember, the two volunteer friends that give you the exam, which can be given right in your own house, they can give you the exam for CW and even the written over and over again until you pass it successfully. You don't need to do it necessarily right the first time. So don't worry, you will get through. Just hang in there and listen to the rest of this tape. Let's now take a look at the letter X. The letter X. X. Now, X looks like an X, doesn't it? Certainly more than J and some of the others. Well, J looks like a J, but here is the letter X. Now, let's try some words beginning with the letter X. Okay, you should have copied X-ray, extra, duplex, expand, and finally, extra. Now let's try V for victory. Da-da-da-dum. Dee-dee-dee-dum. Beethoven's fifth, right? V for victory. Now you can figure out why he plays that music, right? Okay, let's try some words beginning with V. And incidentally, your novice class examinations, as well as your general and your extra class code examinations, all begin with the letter sent 6 times. Okay, here we go. Some words beginning with the letter V. come on, don't throw your pencil down. Hang in there. You will make it. And you should have copied voice, Victor, receiver, volume, novice, and finally advanced. And now the last letter, the letter Z. The letter Z. Let's try some words beginning with the letter Z. And you should have copied Zulu, zebra, quiz, zigzag, kazoo, and finally zero, as in how many mistakes you made, right? Zero. Now I want you to take at least a 3-hour break. Take a break, and then we're going to come back and review the letters we've just learned. Take a break. Okay, here comes a backbreaker examination on the letters, the tough ones we've just learned. Don't be disappointed if you don't do real well. This is a tough one. This is not like what's going to be on your novice examination. Here we go. Get ready. Thank you. Okay, let's check that out. Play this portion of the tape over and over again until you think you have the letters down fairly well. You should have copied P, Z, V, X, Y, W, L, G, Q, X, Z, V, X, V, K, X, Q, L, Y, Z, Q, L, Y, B, H, 5, and 0. Now that was a tough exam, not like what you're going to have on your novice examination. Well, let's take a look at those last two numbers, 5 and 0. Let's learn a few more numbers, and the number 1 has how many dits, do you think? That's right, 1. 2 would have how many dits? And 3 would have, guess how many dits? And 4? And finally, 5 has 5 dits. Okay, let's try these numbers beginning with either 1, 2, 3, or 5 digits. Write them down. Okay, ready for the readback? Play these numbers over several times and count how many dits before, or listen to how many dits, that's really a better way, before the long sounds. You should have copied 1, 4, 5, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 5, 1, 4, 3, 5, 2, 1, and 5. Now we're going to go back down the scale with 6, 7, 8, 9, and 0. The 0 has how many dashes? That's right, 5 long sounds. The 0. And the 6 has 1 long sound. The 7 has 2 long sounds. And the 8 has 3 long sounds. And the 9 has, that's right, 4 long sounds. Let's try these random numbers, all beginning with long sounds. Okay, let's check over our work after you've played this several times to make sure it's absolutely down almost perfect. You should have copied 0, 7, 0, and you should have a line through those zeros, 6, 8, 0, 9, 6, 8, 7, 9, 9, 6, 9, 8, 0, 7, 7. Now let's mix up all of the numbers and see how well you do. Okay, here's what you should have copied. And these were tough because they were all random. 5613658103095297740. Okay, take a break. Take at least 4 hours because you're going to need it on this next one. No, the next one's going to be a lot easier. So take 4 hours because now we go into something entirely different in lesson number 5. So take a minimum of 4 hours. All right, take 5 hours and then come on back for lesson 5. Something new, fun, easier, and different. Okay, this is lesson 5. Make sure that you're all rested. This is going to be a random run, and we're doing a lot of sentences backwards so that you can get the spacing between the different words a little easier and more naturally. Plus, the sentences will contain the letters that are most commonly used in the English language. Plus some. Remember, on the volunteer-administered novice examination, all of the letters and numbers and punctuation marks must be used. Okay, here we go. Try and write down as much as you can. Just leave a little mark if you should miss a letter and keep right on copying. Here we go. And that, of course, was our procedural sign-off signal end of work. Now, I know it was tough, but check over your work several times, play this portion of the tape over several times, and then let's double-check our copy. You should have copied period Y, P-O-C, U-D, I-D, W-C-G, period T-E-B, A-F-L-A, E-H, T, comma. Oh, that's what that was, a comma. F-O-Q-S-R-E-T-T-E-L-L-A-E-S-U, T-S-U-M-B, M-A-X-E, E-S-T, the slant bar, the period, M-P-W, and then a break sign, da-da-da-da-da, 5, T-A-K-T-S-E-T-A-S-E-O-R-E-Z, that's zero backwards, Q, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, G, K, J. Now, is this what your 5-word-per-minute examination is going to be all about? No, not at all. Your 5-word-per-minute code test that is administered by 2 volunteer examiners will be a typical type of QSO. They'll probably make it up themselves, or they may use one from the W5YI Volunteer Examination System, as we suggest later on this cassette. The examination begins with a series of V's, and then call letters. Call letters always come first. And then it's usually, thanks, Joe, for your call, and then they usually state the RST. Your RST is maybe 599, and then there's many times a comma and 599. Then they say the word QTH, that means my location. QTH here is, and they give the city and the state with a comma, and then my name is, and then usually the type of rig that they're running, maybe how many watts of power or what the antenna system is like, and sometimes the age and sometimes the occupation, and then they give the call letters again at the end. And just before they give the call letters for the second time, they usually say, how do you copy, or how copy, question mark. And that's the time to jump up to the top of your paper and double check that you've written down the call letters correctly. You see, you get 2 chances at the call letters. Okay, let's go ahead and try a novice 5-word-per-minute sample examination. And I'll give you a little prompting so you know what's coming down the line. Get out a pencil and paper, and let's get started. Remember, all exams start with the letter V sent 6 times. Okay, now come the call letters. Then the letters DE, meaning this is. Now the second set of call letters from the sending station. And then a slant bar, because the sending station is operating out of their area. And then a number, and then the pause. Thank you. Get ready for the RST numbers. Now, if you get mixed up every so often, use that period as a chance to regroup. Every time you hear this, take a deep breath, and then let's keep copying. We're almost done. Okay, take a deep breath, a little bit more. Okay, a little bit more. Hang in there. Now come the call letters. Jump to the top of your paper and double check them. Okay, now play this lesson number 6 over and over again until you have it down what you think is very well, and then let me ask you some questions about the copy that you should have written down. First of all, what were the call letters of the station receiving the message? Be careful, receiving the message. W7OVZ. And who was the station sending the message? N5RLJ slant bar 2. What was the name of the receiving operator? Was it Jane, Jack, Bill, Bob, or Dan? The receiving operator was Bob. What was the name of the sending operator, the operator that was generating this code message? Name was Paula, P-A-U-L-A. All right. What was the RST report, 599, 479, 489, or 589? The RST was 589. And what was the QTH, or the location of the sending operator? Quailville, comma, New York. And what type of rig, a Drake, a Kenwood, an ICOM, a Yaesu, or a Santec? The rig was a Kenwood. Model number? 180, 140, 100, or 120. What was the model number? 120, actually TS-120. And how many watts was that Kenwood running? 300 watts, 500 watts, 800 watts, or 100 watts? That's right, 100 watts. And what type of an antenna? Was it a dipole, a quad, a quaggy, or a yagi? Yagi. And how high up was the antenna? 30 feet, 40 feet, 55 feet, or 100 feet? It was up 40 feet. And how old was Paula? 18, 27, 26, 43, or 59? 26. Now, your volunteer examiner may opt to give you a fill-in-the-blanks examination, or look for 1 minute of perfect copy, 26 letters in a row. And yes, it doesn't have to be perfect out of the pencil. You can go back after the test and make those corrections. Or the volunteer examiner may simply have you read your examination. Or the volunteer examiner may ask you questions about what you copied. It's up strictly to your two volunteer examiners how they give the test. Now, how do you locate a pair of volunteer examiners? Well, any two hams can give the test. Go to the same store that you bought this course and ask them for two hams in your local area that can give you the test. Or look around the block and see if you see some giant antennas and knock on their door, ask them if they're a ham and will they give you the test. Or you can give us a call and we'll be more than happy to help you find volunteer examiners. The volunteer exam coordinator that covers the United States is W5YI, area code 817-461-6443, and they too can tell you where to locate volunteer examiners. Students, let me talk to your volunteer examiner now, right here on tape. Volunteer Examiners, this is Gordon West, WB6NOA, and thank you for helping this novice applicant pass his or her examination through your testing. Remember, it takes two general, advanced, or extra class hams to administer the novice written exam, that's Element 2, a 30-question test, and the 5-word-per-minute Morse code exam, that is Element 1A. You do not have to be accredited by a volunteer examine coordinator. You must be at least 18 years of age and older, and not closely related by blood or marriage to this applicant, and you must not significantly own or be connected with an amateur radio equipment or license preparation business, and neither of you must have ever had your operator or station license revoked or suspended. The written examination, volunteer examiners, must be taken from the applicant's test book. These are FCC-approved examination questions, 302 total questions, of which 30 out of specific categories, as indicated by the book, must be given for the test. You can either read the questions or do a written exam or administer the test any way you would like. The code receiving minute, but character speed is at 13 words a minute. That's what the code characters must sound like to be approved for the FCC-style code test. If you should have any questions about the examination, please give us a phone call and we'll be more than happy to help you out. Please contact the W5YI Volunteer Examination System, area code 817-461-6443. And volunteer hams, thank you for giving this applicant the novice voice class examination. Okay, students, it's up to you, and we hope that you do very well on your upcoming examination. I want to give you my name and address and phone number, so if you should have any questions, you'll give us a call. Plus, after you pass the examination, I would like to sign for you your operator certificate that says successful completion of the novice voice class license. I'm Gordon West, WB6NOA. You can write me, care of Radio School, 2414 College Drive, Costa Mesa, California, 92626. Or you can phone between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, area code 714-549-5000. I hope to be hearing from you soon, and I hope that you are hearing us on one of our upcoming tapes as you upgrade higher and higher. And as I always say to all of my classes, welcome to the world of amateur radio.